It's the afternoon cruise, and I'm talking with the Marcin Wasilewski Trio. That's Marcin Wasilewski on piano, Slawomir Kurkiewicz on bass, and Michael Miskiewicz on drums. Thank you for being here. Before we get into the thing, let me make sure I get everybody's last names pronounced correctly, because y'all are here the first time in the Twin Cities, and I want to give you a big, warm welcome. Marcin Wasilewski, how did I do with yours?
Marcin Wasilewski.
Marcin Wasilewski. Slawomir?
Slawomir Kurkiewicz, you did it very good.
Thank you. Michael?
You did it second time very good. Michał Miskiewicz.
All right. Fantastic. Jen Kiza of Widzenie, Minneapolis.
We appreciate it.
So this is a pretty big opportunity for fans of great jazz. I've actually been aware of your music for a number of years because of a beautiful cover of Diamonds and Pearls that I discovered many, many years ago. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But I wanted to find out about this group. You've been on ECM for many, many years, one of the most premier labels in the world. Y'all have been making music together for 30 years. Improvisation is something that changes when you're so familiar with the people you're doing it with. So my question for you is, what's it like to have this long history as a band? 30 years is a lifetime in jazz. What is it like to improvise for that long with the same group of players?
It gives you trust. Maybe first thing, we want to beat modern jazz quartet. They were cooperating together for 40 years. So it's 10 years, guys.
Watch out, John Lewis. We're coming for you.
Still to work. Yeah. But to be honest, it's. I'm asking myself every time asking me, what's the secret of this long cooperation achievement? We feel good together. Our personalities are very different. We don't much argue together, but we are strong characters in music. We felt from the very beginning chemistry. We felt from the first tune we played, we played softly as in Morning Sunrise. And I remember that feeling that the rhythm, connection with the rhythm was perfect from the very beginning. And maybe this is the secret of our long cooperation.
Yeah, I think the authenticity we have towards the music and this passion which drives us, this is kind of very natural. And because we have a bit different approaches each other, we can compensate it somehow, And then this trust, off and on stage is, I think, very important, and we have it,
Yeah, but on the other hand, we have to still work on it, It's not like doing itself. We work on it to surprise each other every night, And then if you work on it, it's good then.
Yeah. Bravo. Because if you don't surprise each other, it's done. If there's no more surprises to be had, what's the point? Now, you're very popular in Poland, you're very popular in the U.S., and you're very popular worldwide. And jazz is very popular in Poland, and there's a long history there. When did you get involved with loving jazz? Before even playing it, when did you discover this music and start to connect with it?
My first connection with jazz music was when I was so young. I was 8 years old. For the first time I heard a big band, and my uncle played on drums in this band. So I didn't know what's this, but I felt from the very beginning it's warm sound. Something really what I love this sound, even I didn't know what it is, so it was my first contact with this music.
To me, I started, my brother used to listen to the rock and punk music in Poland. So actually I started with the rock music, playing with the local bands in our city, in Koszalin. And then when we met with Marcin in the school, it was your idea actually to go for the festival, Jazz Jamboree 89. Oh. And it was the first time we heard, live jazz music. And I think that was the turning point, because we just got crazy when we heard Michael Brecker Quartet. Okay. And, and of course other bands, but it was like we just couldn't believe it's possible to play live music on the stage. So I think that was from that point on, it was obvious what we will be doing, whole life, actually.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
in my case was also quite easy because my father is jazz musician. He's a great alto saxophonist. So from the beginning in my life, the records, you know, the music was in my house all the time. So I loved drums from the beginning. I was playing, you know, on everything when I was 2 years old, 3 years old. So it went quickly afterwards. You know.
Is he disappointed that his son's a drummer?
He was a bit. He wanted me to play piano as long as possible, but I didn't like to practice. I loved drums.
You are hanging out on the Afternoon Cruise. My name is Sean McPherson. We are chatting with Marcin Waszczyluski, who is playing this evening with his trio, which has been together for 30 years. They're doing two shows at Berlin in the North Loop. First show is at 6:30. Second show is at 8:30. I'm very excited. I'm actually going to be in attendance for this second show. You made a beautiful rendition of Prince's Diamonds and Pearls, and not simply it being beautiful because the composition is beautiful. The interpretation y'all provided is stunning, and it's something that I don't love the algorithm, but I came across it on the algorithm and I was like, this is amazing. I worked at a very Prince-centric station before this and I added it in to our playlist. We've added it here at Jazz 88. I know y'all are Prince fans. How'd you decide to do Diamonds and Pearls, and how did this beautiful rendition come about?
It was spontaneously. I told this story to Steven. Steven.
And Steven is sort of your handler here in Minneapolis. Right?
Invited us, yeah, arranged this, our concert today, tonight. I was telling the story. In New York, we were doing a recording session with Manfred Eicher for ECM, the album titled January. So it was many, many years ago, and there was no more tunes to record, so I prepared just 2 weeks before departure to New York. I bought a CD with Diamonds and Pearls by Prince, and I moved to the past, and then I just love in this piece, and I started to make a simple arrangement for that melody. I did it more simple than this original song is. There is no bridge like in original version it is, so. And just Manfred asked me, do you have something more to record? And I, maybe Slavo, come, let's learn,
check
this piece. Let's play together unison the melody, the first melody, then it comes the main melody. We skip the bridge and then, okay, tape is rolling. And just after rehearsing tune, this tune, we did it on the record on January, the version what we are talking about, the Diamonds and Pearls, which is one of the best song. And we are fans of Prince in total, so we did it spontaneously in love, in tribute to Prince.
Thank you for doing the man's music justice. I think it's a beautiful reading of the tune. Now, you're playing tonight at Berlin and North Loop, as mentioned, shows at 6:30 and at 8:30. And even judging on this U.S. tour, but certainly watching some YouTube videos, y'all play in venues of different sizes. I've seen you in really large concert halls. I've seen you in little jazz settings, jazz club settings. And Berlin is a beautiful room, beautiful piano. I'm really looking forward to seeing you in that room. How do you navigate playing in rooms of different sizes, you know, different sort of settings?
We love to play each room, both small clubs or bigger halls. It's a bit different in smaller places. You know, you have better hearing sometimes.
Right.
Everything, you hear more details. It's different control. Like everything is closer. Also, audience is closer, which is very nice and intimate. So we like it. It fits with our music. This. Medium, I mean, not so huge space.
But your music is so intimate. Your music is whisper quiet at times. It seems like this is a really ideal setting for that. Marcin?
Yeah, it's sometimes not easier to play in tiny, small room because you hear everything. You can feel the audience almost on your back. So it depends on the quality of the instruments. So for me, sometimes it's not easier to play in bigger venues, because then you have distance between the audience. But when you really, when music goes really in the crazy directions, when you really cooking music, then in smaller, tiny room, it's better atmosphere. Then you go. Sometimes it's better in smaller room, sometimes in bigger room. It depends on how you feel.
To me, I prefer to be, you know, a bit to have a kind of divorce with the audience. You know, to not care about the audience, just to be focused on the music. So mostly I prefer to play in the bigger hall because it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
But as Marcin said, when the music goes in the right direction, it's so inspiring to have audience very close to you when they react spontaneously, and it's kind of different feelings. It depends, you know. It depends on the night.
Well, I think tonight's going to be pretty amazing to have a group like this coming through on a Monday night. Y'all have been traveling and played in Chicago last night, or pretty much hitting most of the United States for this 30-year anniversary tour. Looking forward to catching the show tonight. Very honored that you came to visit Jazz 88 on a busy schedule. And thank you for maintaining that modern jazz quartet legacy, that thing of going, there's something, don't get a different bass player every record. Actually find out what you can discover as a working unit. And I wish you luck in the final 10 years as you're trying to catch
at
up.
Least. At least.
Yeah, at least catch up with Connie and the rest of the crew from Modern Jazz Quartet. Hats off to you. Marcin Wasilewski Trio, thank you for visiting Jazz 88.
Thank you very much for nice talking.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.